You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
Hello, everyone. It's Ty Slatter.
Antonio Turner.
Welcome to another edition of GTA Heat Check, brought to you by GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Sports Network and GTA Heat Check on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Subscribe to your channel, GTA Sports. And don't forget GTASportsNet.com for all things more sports. If you're under a rock and you haven't been paying attention to the NBA, Zion Williams did officially sign a rookie extension max as expected. I believe it's 193, could be escalated up to 231 if he makes All-NBA next season. What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, well, they didn't have a choice.
Right.
Because I still think he might still leave. Either way.
It depends, because the team is good now.
They are. But
they made the playoffs without him. Jose Alvarado, CJ McCollum, Brandon Ingram.
The Lakers gave him an early Christmas present.
Late Christmas present, whatever. Well,
because they were 10 games on 5.
True that. Yeah. Right. But then CJ came and trade deadline, too. Yeah, he wasn't there the whole season. So the whole season with CJ McCollum, that's going to make a difference.
Oh, absolutely.
And Jose Alvarado wasn't there the whole year either. He got picked up right after CJ.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was undrafted.
I knew that.
So he got scooped up.
Yeah, I mean, if Zion don't come in being big baller, the franchise, they drafted me number one. Well, whatever was number two.
No, he's number one.
He was number one.
John Morant was number two.
Yeah, I couldn't remember when Pelicans went. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Zion. I'll be safe. That's the biggest problem is the health. Like, they showed the list. Outside of David Robinson. Who didn't get hurt?
Yeah, Markelle Fultz and Greg Oden.
Yeah.
Not a good list to be
That's
on.
That's a terrible list to
but
be on.
But the other list you saw was the amount of points he got in the 85 games
behind
with Michael Jordan.
He would have caught you in, too.
Oh, yeah, he would have passed Jordan.
He would have passed Jordan. Because you're only like 200 behind Jordan, which is not that much. You could do that in a season.
Yeah. The way he averaged 22 per game.
I mean, you averaged 22 a game, man.
And you would have caught Jordan. Yeah. So imagine what he could do with a full 82-game season. Well,
this is going in year 4.
Right.
So, if your expectation is he going to play one more year out of the next three again, now we got a problem.
Oh, he's gone if you do that.
If you do it 2 years.
We got to move on.
If he get hurt within the next 2 years, you got a problem.
You can't build a franchise around him.
You cannot.
He getting all this money.
Because he's blockbuster, though.
Mm-hmm.
He should be the face of the league.
LeBron
and KD gone, he should be the new face of the league. He where he should be. Probably not going to happen.
Now you got the John Morant, Trae Youngs, Luka Doncic, all them guys that came behind him.
Oh, absolutely.
That are showing up and lights out. Donovan, wherever he lands. You know?
To even Dane.
Then you got the Scottie Barnes, James Wiseman, all these new guys.
Exactly.
You know? The Jordan Pools, Andrew Wiggins showing up now. Right. Like these guys that Zion started out ahead of with the hype.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still got the Ball Brothers.
I would still pay top dollar to see Zion.
You still got the Ball Brothers.
Exactly.
You know, wherever they at, that's a show. We'll get to that because, sidebar, LiAngelo did get picked up for the Summer League again. However, reports say he's in health and safety protocol. So I don't know if he's going to miss Summer League.
He should know. They changed the protocol thing.
So right? Hopefully he tests negative.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he did.
It's not like it was. Yeah.
Well, thankfully for him.
They relaxed the COVID protocol.
The Summer League starts on the 7th. He missed the first practice because of health and safety protocol. So hopefully by the weekend he'll be good.
Or
by the time it starts.
Monday, yeah.
Yeah, so he might miss the first game or two.
Thursday, yeah. So he might miss Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
Come back second or third
come
game.
Come back second, third game, hopefully. But he did make the roster, so that's good for him. While we're in Charlotte.
He might make the active roster.
Yeah. You know exactly where I'm going with this. So, in the midst of all the chaos in Charlotte, with the rehiring of Steve Clifford, the Harlem Shake of Kenny Atkinson, the outright decline of D'Antoni, and, Miles Bridges, his deal got revoked. The qualifying offer that Charlotte had on the table for him to get has been pulled.
Did we talk about this?
No, we didn't.
I know we talked about
it. We talked about it off the air.
Oh, okay.
But we didn't tell it to them yet. That deal got revoked within the last 24 to 48 hours, as expected.
Once he got arrested, I already told I told him off air. I wish I had a paper. They ripped it up. As soon as we found out where he did what? Look that car. I had it. What was it? 180?
Yeah.
190, whatever it was, I wrote it down. I was waiting on you to sign. I signed it. Jordan signed it. We just waiting on you, Brittany. All you got to do is 48 hours, man. Not to mention that I saw pictures.
We all did. The world did. Yeah. It's been streaming all over Twitter and trending everywhere. Yeah. So he will be an unrestricted free agent.
And he will be a free agent the whole year.
So
he gonna be the only way he gonna get signed to a team. A bet. He gonna get six. I got 6.5.
He gonna have to earn his way back to the league.
I got 6.5. What's the, ain't that the veteran max? The veteran minimum I can give him. I got 6.5.
Yeah.
I got 6.5 for you to sit on the bench. Cause I can't even put you in. I can't even do
so that. So how far do you think his punishment's gonna go? Let's say a team picks him up.
Depending on the team.
What's the punishment?
Depending on the team, some teams go 40. Like he went to Golden State, they go 4 to 9 plays.
Right.
And then you get to legal trouble in what, a year or 6-7 months up to next year?
Yeah.
It's probably gonna take that long, 7-8 months.
So about a season.
Exactly. It's gonna take a team that's wants to playoffs could afford.
Okay.
A team that's not going to the playoffs can't afford. I'm not. Why would I
pick you up and I can't play?
Exactly. Golden State. I'm not saying I'm like Golden State,
Miami,
somewhere like that. They go forward to lose. They go forward a spot.
Phoenix.
Yeah, somewhere like that. You know what I'm saying? We have somewhere where we could put you on restricted, administrative leave.
Phoenix. If you swing and miss on the Kevin Durant deals, we'll get to that in just a second. I would do that deal.
The Lakers couldn't afford nothing like that.
No. Sixers could.
Milwaukee could. I don't really know how I feel with them.
Yeah, I don't feel like that. Because they got to prove a lot next year. There are teams out there that could do it.
Yeah, it had to be a playoff team. Because we could use him in the playoffs.
We could get DeAndre Ayton and Charlotte.
It'd be all settled down after All-Star break trade deadline.
Should be.
Hopefully. I would think. Like whatever you gonna happen.
Hopefully,
yeah. They're probably gonna spin.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully, they get that worked out for you, man. Yeah. Best of luck to Miles Bridges on that. In the East, while we're still in the East, the Boston Celtics did sign Malcolm Brogdon.
That was
somebody else ago.
When they traded away Yoga. They traded away Tice.
Yeah.
Aaron Smith. Or somebody else too, I don't remember. And then they swapped first round picks, I think.
Yeah.
Or they got protected first round picks from Boston.
Mm-hmm. My thoughts on it, Brogdon has to adjust his game.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm surprised nobody said anything to him when he was here in Indiana, because that was the issue here.
I think it was because what's that guy here in the middle of the season?
Halbert. Yeah, probably.
And they were just trying to win.
I'll take that. It might have been the case.
Yeah, that was the real reason. And then he got hurt. So they didn't even play together until late. Or they played early together. And then he got hurt. And they messed it up. So, okay.
Yeah.
Just watching them.
Of course. Yeah, we'll get to that. We got the same deal as Zion. We'll get to that in a second. As far as Celtics, how does that look on paper to you?
So it looks good because Brogdon's a playmaker.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a ball hog in Indiana and wasn't helping. So if he give me a form of what's his name,
mm-hmm.
a form of what he did in Milwaukee, because he wasn't even doing that. What was he acting like 17, 15 to 17? If he was somewhere around there. I said 12.
Yeah, you being cold. Right?
Okay, 12 to 15 and 8 assists.
Right.
Then we could do something with that. But if you're trying to put up 20 shots, 25 shots a game, that is not going to work, sir.
Right.
I'm Jason Tatum. I went to the finals. I've been in 4 conference finals.
Yeah.
I'm the captain of this ship. And if it's not me, it's JB.
Right. you shooting too much. Chill out.
Yeah, you don't worry too much.
Malcolm Brogdon right now as the new
guy. You're not a
fourth or fifth option.
Right.
You know what's crazy hearing you say that? Malcolm Brogdon was a 50-40-90 his first couple years in the league.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
He got hurt.
Yeah, and he started jacking up shots.
Yeah.
On the Pacers, and they were losing. Yeah. So jacking up more shots. I mean, it's probably going to tame them down because when you go to winning organizations.
Yeah. No, good point.
You usually learn the lesson. If I'm them, I would still start Marcus Smart. Only because of the chemistry.
I understand that.
I mean, Brogdon, you're going to get starter minutes.
Yeah.
You're going to go back to your role in Milwaukee, though, because you can't start in Milwaukee.
Right.
Get off the bench.
That's true.
And then we'll get started minutes.
That's true.
That's probably where it's best at right now. I might periodically start you.
Yeah,
somebody get hot. JB, Tatum, somebody could elevate you in the lineup. Marcus Smart. They all make that Kendrick's happen.
So what do you see the Celtics landing next year? Early bird projection.
I mean, I know we did it already, kind of. Mm-hmm. And I forgot about something, but I think Celtics is gonna drop. I've got them in the playoffs. 6-7.
He's gonna get that much better next year.
I mean, I wouldn't say that it's that much better. Only reason they're back in there because I'm sending my comments about the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn.
Yeah, you gotta walk that one back.
Yeah, I rescind all comments. Thanks back to Kevin Durant. Ooh, and Kyrie. Yeah. They wait until we do a podcast and we drop it.
30 minutes after we here's what happened. I end up dropping it, but we had recorded it. I hadn't edited, nothing. Yeah. So I literally recorded that. I'm on the road. I'm literally driving.
Oh, that
and you called me. You and Kenny called me to break the news. I'm like,
so that's in the archives that we might drop one day.
Yeah. No, it's out.
Oh, you dropped up? Another one with Kenny.
Yeah.
You dropped the one we did.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
I dropped both of them.
Oh.
I did. Okay. I did. I dropped the podcast. Okay. Yeah. The thing is, I didn't.
You didn't make no video.
No, I did.
You made something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I dropped. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. I had it all lined.
We got it live.
So
we was in
over last place. This past weekend, I was editing all that.
Yeah,
we put
a lot of work in last week.
Holy. Oh.
Because it was more work in,
man. Because what's
been did that one with Baller.
Yeah, I did it one with Ball Facts, which I dropped another one today, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, you did that. And plus, we did.
I did that one Monday.
And we did.
We did ours
two more.
We did two more. We did Tuesday.
Yeah, and then we did.
And we did Thursday. And that's when it happened. Yeah. I was on the road when you called me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he just torpedoed the whole episode.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was like,
I was like, I don't even know if I'm able to drop. I still dropped it because it was like, okay, I can work this. I had to drop ours too.
Yeah.
With Kenny. So, what's that? What they got?
Old Basic.
Oh, they got Sony. Okay.
Yeah, I like that. Ooh. I like that one. He's nice.
I do. I'm going to miss him in Indiana. But with Halliburton, I don't really need him anymore.
Right.
He's a good dunker too. He's a dunk contest guy.
Yeah, he was.
His rookie season. Yeah, yeah.
He's a little smart.
Before we get too much into that, props to Darius Garland for winning the guard race in Cleveland. As we knew, when he got healthy, that was going to be a thing because the way he was injured when he got drafted.
Yeah.
So Sexton was able to play, and then Sexton got hurt. By then, Garland had recovered. So the transition was smooth.
I actually like it because I don't like it. That's what everybody says.
He's better.
I followed Sexton for a long time. I didn't really follow Garland.
Well, he couldn't. He was hurt.
Well, I didn't know games.
Yeah,
in college, that's why.
So,
and everybody was like, that's still a
job. Nobody knew.
Exactly.
But
I saw Colin Sexton play a 5-on-4 game, almost won.
Oh, he balled out.
Yeah, they kicked everybody out. It was like a big fight.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the whole bench and the other team, they had still had 5, and they only had 4. Alabama, Colin had like 40 and 12.
Oh, see, that's the thing. When you look at their stats. Yeah. Collins the scorer, but he has no defense. Darius is more balanced and well-rounded.
He definitely on defense, man.
Yeah.
Coming off a torn ACL, MCL.
Yeah, so congratulations. He got the same deal, rookie max extension as Zion, so he got the $193 million with the kicker for $231.
We got a bet minimum for you in L.A., though, Colin. We'll get you a bag next year.
Facts.
Hey. Come over to L.A., man.
La La Land.
We got you next year.
Clutch Sports.
Take this little – we got mini. We got $5 million.
Yeah.
And then we get you about 50 next year.
Hey.
We get rid of Westbrook.
We get rid of Westbrook. or Kyrie. Or Kyrie. Whichever.
Either way, the money comes from books. Y'all going to be good next year.
We'll be good, man.
And then Goran Dragic got a one-year deal with the Bulls. I like it. So y'all don't know. Dragic's really been chilling. He's been chilling for a season, basically.
Yeah. Where was he at?
He was in Miami. He went to Brooklyn.
That's where
they didn't play him. They didn't play him. Yeah, they didn't play him. They didn't wait him either.
I saw a thing that he was just a little.
He was hurt about the Miami.
His feelings, game. Yeah, he was in his feelings.
Yeah, he didn't want to leave Miami.
Yeah, exactly.
But he was hurt.
Yeah.
So they shipped him out to Toronto. Toronto waved him. He got there in Brooklyn, I think, picked him up.
Yeah.
He was chilling.
And now he's in Chicago.
I like it. I like it. As a veteran.
I know. I like it. But how much PT going to get?
He don't need that much PT.
Yeah, he's going to be coach. Only because I got Kobe White.
It's only a one-year deal.
I know. Well, Kobe White's my backup to Lonzo.
Right.
Now, unless Lonzo not healthy.
It's insurance in case
Lonzo. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I didn't hear reports he's fine. But in the event something happens, you got Dragic to offset.
You know, he got a little knickknacks anyway.
Yeah. Ankles, knees.
Yeah, exactly.
Tap. So, I like it. The Bulls need some veteran leadership on the team. And Dragic is a great leader. Off the bench, for sure. Would help out with Kobe. I like it. He'll be like a player coach. He'll be like a player coach. Like a Rondo. Like a Rondo. Not recent Rondo.
Yeah.
Man. Playoff run.
Glad he got out of it, but yeah, not I think kind of tainted
a little bit. I mean, he was already kind of tainted. He had a bad.
That's what I'm saying.
Had a bad image already.
He got dropped.
Yeah,
still a little
iffy. I'm gonna leave that alone. That's hot. We'll leave that alone.
Right.
Well, I guess we get to it now. We get to the big fish. KD, where does Kevin Durant land? I don't want to keep talking about this, but it's kind of inevitable.
It's his fault.
It is all his fault.
It's definitely Kevin Durant's fault, man.
I had to put a straight one for that one.
All Kevin Durant's fault. The problem that he has is they can't trade him because of Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Because all the players they want, they can't trade because of Ben Simmons because of the rookie. They all signed their rookie max. And you can't trade a rookie max.
That you didn't draft.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I saw that. That's why that's why Donovan can't go.
Yeah, Donovan can't go. It was a bunch of people on that list. Bam can't go. There were some other people on that list. And V can't go.
No matter how you look at
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
The Ben Simmons deal really was a jinx for Brooklyn because – now you can't make no moves. You got to start.
I know it's crazy though, because imagine just the two together.
Oh.
Without Kyrie.
I know.
Ben Simmons and KD. Oh,
see, KD's not looking at it like that.
Oh my God.
He's not looking at it like that.
Because
it's mental.
Because he's not.
See, that. You're asking somebody with no mental leadership to lead somebody with mental issues.
The worst part is who would be the leader out of three?
Out of what three?
Ben Simmons, Kyrie, and KD.
Kyrie, and that's the problem. That's why Josiah and Sean Marks had to get rid of him because he's a bad influence. He's a cancer in the locker room.
I don't know if Kyrie is either.
Well, Patty Mills would have been, but he left.
I think he's coming back.
Oh, he ain't.
He didn't sign back? I thought he signed back.
I don't think he wants to come back.
No, I think he did.
Confirm that. I don't think Patty Mills wants to come back.
It wasn't a big thing, but I'm pretty sure he did.
I don't think Patty Mills is going back. I would.
It was they lost Bruce Brown.
They had a bet, I knew that. They re-signed Nick Claxton?
Mm-hmm. That's why I thought they re-signed both of them.
I don't know if Patty Mills was part of that.
Nick Claxton got 20 mil. Yeah, Patty Mills, yep. 14.5.
That was today?
No, this was Friday.
Okay.
They re-signed them both the same day.
Okay.
They just gave him a lower contract. He basically a player coach.
He's a veteran leader.
No, Sam, they don't put his money on there.
Of course.
$5 million.
He took a discount.
Well, skipping.
Mr. I only had 30.8 10 games.
Exactly.
Out of an 82 game season, I might hit it like four times. Yeah, every other game about 10, 8, 12.
They literally, that's a championship chance with them threes.
Who what three?
If you got KD, Kyrie, and Wilson, if they best, they go to the finals. And a healthy Joe Harris.
See, you're asking somebody that doesn't lead teams to lead.
When Ben Simmons has to be your best leader.
And defender.
Best leader and defender. Because he ain't no scorer.
And you see why KD demanded a trade.
Trying to find that place that defines your look? Check out Jay's Classic Cuts. Need a taper fade, more drip for your waves, or maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids? One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today on the Cut app. Jay's Classic Cuts, located 1387 Shaylin Avenue, Suite E. It's Ty Slatter with GTA Sports. Hello everyone, this is Ty Slatter from GTA Sports. It's 2022, time for something new. New age elements, stay true and be authentically you. Usher in the new ways your way. Wear your story with pride. Vintage and modern vibes with the creators in mind. Special collections coming soon, so stay tuned. NAElements.net, invest in your best. You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
No, I told you off air what do with the world. Okay, so reports say this is how it went down. Sean Marks, prior to him and KD not speaking and him not answering calls, this is what led to him not answering his calls.
No.
Kevin Durant not answering Sean Marks' calls. Mm.
So that's Kyrie.
Well, it has something to do with that, but he brought the deal to KD saying, hey, we're looking at possibly sending Kyrie Irving to the Lakers for Russell Westbrook.
No, I don't play with Russ.
How do you feel about that? In so many words,
yeah,
we've already had our time together.
Yeah,
our part, we're not at this point in my career, I don't think that's the best way to go. So if that's what y'all want to move forward with, just, you know, I'm going to get traded.
Right.
So because Sean Marks reneged on keeping Kyrie long term, because the deal that he offered, the deal reportedly, and I told you this off air, this was so crazy. Yeah. Reportedly, the initial deal that they offered Kyrie Irving was a 4-year deal, right? But here's the deal: 2 guaranteed, and the other 2 were based on how many games he played.
Availability.
What did I say? A Chris Paul type of deal. I said that. So remember, I said what they're going to offer him is a Chris Paul deal, like we got in Phoenix, where everybody thought, oh, Chris Paul should get 4 years. He's going to be too old. He'll be 4 years.
I said, Chris Paul, 2 years
guaranteed, 2 years not guaranteed.
The difference is Chris Paul was late 38, 37, 38.
Right. But
I might retire.
So halfway guaranteed.
Yeah. So I might retire.
With team options on the other 2.
Yeah.
They gave Kyrie the same deal. And him and his agent said, why are we being held accountable for availability when players like Anthony Davis get all his money guaranteed and he only played half the season?
Kyrie, you're not with plus sports.
Nope.
Not with plus sports.
Can't do that.
No,
we can't do that.
We about your waist, you ain't got that type of
you ain't got that type of
AD got that because LeBron and Rich Paul. It wasn't none of AD did.
But Paul said, I got this.
Don't worry about it.
In fairness, I understand why Kyrie turned down the initial deal because he's being held as the example.
You ain't really helping. He didn't really help his case. To where I can't go give you more. He did what I thought he was going to do anyway.
Right?
I said it's out of 1 year. Just
take the 1 year.
Deal. That's the only option you got.
Well,
because your leverage is Kevin Durant.
On the flip side,
when another player is your leverage, you have no leverage.
Fact.
As your partner, as yourself.
Yeah, you're right.
You walk in, KD, that's my leverage.
You're right.
That's cute. What can you do for us, though?
So, the flip side that people aren't talking about is with Kyrie Irving, and shout out to Dreamers Pro, because he brought this point up on YouTube as well. Follow Dreamers Pro. He had a good video on this. Kyrie Irving and Russell Westbrook, both of them opted in. When that happened, it made it that much easier to make a deal. Had one of them not opted in, this deal wouldn't happen. The money just wouldn't work because the salaries wouldn't work out.
It's barely going to work out now because.
Well, you can match it because you can add another player You can add.
I heard the Lakers fall on Joe Harris. That's the problem.
Right.
Because he's injured.
Problem. But they have to because of the money. Because Kyrie's less.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to make it get the magic. No.
Not to the Lakers.
I wish they would. I wish they would. Yeah. I wish they would. You know the Nets would make the.
Lakers going to the finals.
Oh, if what?
If Curry goes.
Oh, exactly. That's why they couldn't do it. That's too easy. Yeah. And
work for it. We get Joe Harris.
Shooter wise, what? Well, you still can make finals with him.
I know, but his health.
Yeah. No, fair point. Give me
some. That's the reason. Fair point. And they want to get rid of Horton Tucker. It was a waste. They wasted $70 million on Horton Tucker.
I told you that. They really messed up when they chose Horton Tucker over Kyle Kuzma.
Well,
I said that.
The problem is, it's not really even all they fun. Toronto.
Yeah.
He don't make younger players better.
He don't.
He a veteran guy.
He got veterans.
Yeah.
He played better with veterans.
You could see what
Kuzma. But Kyle Kuzma.
You saw
when he left. Yep.
They look he want him back.
And I'm sure he wants to be back. Because he said in the interview, he's like, I was going to Sacramento. I thought the deal was done with Buddy Hill. And I thought I'll stay in LA. Mm-hmm. And he's like, nah, we'll see. He still is.
I know Buddy Hill. I was saying Lakers low key still.
I don't know if I told you that.
I saw a report. I couldn't remember. It was Buddy Hill or somebody else. It was another
Buddy
shooter.
Hill and it might have been DeVincenzo before he got the deal to go to State.
I can't remember. They posted him back to back.
But Buddy Hill.
It was like, which shooter would work best? Like,
Buddy. Both.
Exactly.
But if DeVincenzo was still on the board.
Buddy Hill for Horton Tucker?
Absolutely. What? It's the farm team. Why wouldn't we do it?
Mm-hmm. Why would Hill is in the Indiana.
No, right.
Yeah, I was saying I'm trading.
Yeah.
I got Horton Tucker.
Sure, yeah.
And give me Buddy Hill that. Gonna give me what I need too.
Mm. Patriots got the money to pay Horton Tucker too.
About to start. Hey, I like you, Alfred. We ain't gonna win, man. I'm not. I've been in the league.
You can stay here. I know.
I've been here a little bit, man.
Buddy Hill deserves to be on contender anyway.
He does.
I hate that New Orleans
sent him off that what they did. One team, one bad team to a worse team.
Well, it went for three teams. Think about it. Because he was in New Orleans first.
Oh, yeah.
Then
yeah.
Sacramento. Then
it got Indiana. Worse and worse.
Yeah. Because
they don't get much worse than the Pacers.
Now. Because, I mean, when Pacers were contending, they were decent.
Mm-hmm.
Sacramento ain't been good since Chris Webber. Let's be honest.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't get much, you know, so Bones down.
It will.
He have turned around the Pacers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he had Victor Oladipo, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got free my man, De'Aaron Fox.
He ain't getting free.
Bro. I know. Well, the good thing about the Kings is I know we ain't really we never talk about. They got Mike Brown.
If I had the cricket sound, I'd play the Kings right now.
And they got they picked up somebody else too. Another coach, an assistant head coach. He was on the Warriors too. Okay. Leandro Barbosa.
I did see that.
Barbosa is gonna be assistant coach, so that's gonna help.
I did see that. You got some winning culture.
And Mike Brown ain't coached in a while, so hopefully that time off.
Yeah.
The head coach.
Yeah.
That should help.
You got the bag, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So with all these moves, like, I know where you want Kevin to go. We talked about that, too.
Oh, KD, where I want him to go?
Yeah, you said Portland.
I want him to go to Portland.
Where do you honestly think he's going to land?
I would say probably Phoenix.
Okay.
Only because Phoenix. It's tough because they can't trade Booker.
Right.
If I'm Brooklyn, I want Booker.
No.
If I'm Phoenix,
we just paid the man.
I know what you paid
him. Brooklyn can't afford him.
Brooklyn can't afford who?
How can y'all can afford? His kicker kicks in.
I know what I'm saying. Well, they can't do it because of the Ben Simmons thing.
That too.
That's the reason. Yeah. But if I really don't want Aiden that much, that badly.
He's well, you probably get Aiden. You're going to have to give him some supplementary
he's
pieces.
A fault point.
And some picks.
I'm gonna need Bridges and I'm gonna need Cam.
See, the thing I don't like about this is
for me to get for
why,
me.
Like, if I'm Kevin Durant,
if I'm Brooklyn,
I hate to say this, it's gonna sound crazy. If I'm Kevin Durant, I would stay in Brooklyn. I'm gonna tell you,
oh, why. Absolutely,
I'm gonna tell you why. Because every team that you go to now has to gut the roster to pay for you.
You know what? There's another team, but I really don't want to see this again.
Oh, no. I did see that. But look at what they had to give up to get him.
I mean,
Wiggins, Poole, probably Wiggins, Wiseman.
Wiggins, Poole. I don't know how much I'm going to watch Kuminga. Then we can have a conversation.
I see. That's my future. You're gutting the future for
you. Keep watching. Give me Kuminga.
I don't want to do that either. You can take Looney.
Keep Looney too. That's cute. That's real cute.
If I'm Curry, I'm going
to Kuminga and Moody.
If I'm Curry and Clay, we both walk into the office to tell Lakers, look here. We like KD. That's our guy. But we got a winning culture.
We really don't.
We can run back the team we got. They did lose a couple pieces. Damian Lee's gone. Otto Porter's gone.
You know what?
Iggy's retired.
I'm greedy. I'm Brooklyn. Give me Clay. Give me Clay.
We ain't breaking up Splash Brothers.
Give me Clay.
We're not breaking up Splash Brothers.
Give me Clay.
Can't have.
Give me Clay and Jordan Poole.
Click.
Clay and Jordan Poole.
Click.
Only asking two players.
Click.
Clay and Jordan Poole.
No.
Y'all getting damaged good.
We're not doing it.
Y'all getting damaged good. It's really fun.
Nah, we're running back. Decline.
So you get that extra after that first year. Yeah. That's when you elevate back up.
Yeah. It's Clay gonna go off. Clay's like,
like to see Clay though. I'll kind of like to see him broken up to see what will happen.
I don't like it.
I'll kind of like to see that for the NBA.
I don't like it.
I want to see what Clay can do by himself.
It's
kind of like a Dame CJ thing.
He don't create his own shot though.
He can. He doesn't
Not like Curry.
He doesn't have to because he has Curry.
Yeah.
And Draymond.
Leave it alone, man. Leave Golden State alone, man. Let's leave Golden State out of here. I don't even have them on my list. Leave Golden State alone. You want it to happen.
I don't want to see there at all because I might not watch the NBA.
Think about it.
It's unnecessary.
Clay going from Curry to Curry.
Yeah.
What difference is that gonna make?
It's really unnecessary. For KD.
For Clay to go from
KD and Steph together, that's unnecessary. Again.
The league is screwed. But then what somebody said, I think it was either Chris Bouchard or one of them. It was Chris Bouchard, first things first. He said, if the Kyrie Irving Westbrook trade goes down, I won't be mad if Golden State gets KD because of the dominance of LeBron and Kyrie together again.
Mm-hmm. They're basically putting you the Lakers and Warriors in Western Conference Finals.
Yep.
Basically.
It'll be a battle of the West.
What's name could stop it?
The Clippers could stop
it. The Clippers could stop it, and so could the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Even though he'll love.
And we're not going to disrespect the Mavs either. Mavs can stop it too.
So Mavs this is an early prediction.
Uh-oh.
Luka is the MVP next year.
I seen the Jokic to Luka.
I seen
the video. Off the green hook.
I seen the video. Luka got in shape.
I heard he chiseled down.
Yeah, he chiseled. He got more muscle on him. He went back home. He said, I'm leading my team to at least the Olympics. Or for the Warriors, War Cup, I think, is what they kind of qualify.
Right.
Because they ain't that good without him to qualify without him. Just saying. But I'm pretty sure. I got, like I said, earlier, Luka, Ja, and LaMelo.
MVP race.
In the next 5 years.
And if Zion get healthy, he can be in the mix too.
That's a tough one because they got too many pieces.
They do.
Like the other ones, they got pieces, but they hold the ball.
We got to see how Zion and B.I.
It might take a couple of years reconnect, before Zion.
Reconnect.
It might take Zion about 2 years.
Yeah.
Not this season, the following season. That's when we'll see our best versus Zion in 2 years.
Sidebar, before we leave the Nets conversation, TJ Warren did sign a 1 year deal. I almost forgot about it, but I just let it. Now, what makes it even more petty is ESPN show bubble TJ Warren for the highlights.
What other highlights they got to show a TJ?
The last time he played?
Yeah. How long ago was that? Almost 3 years ago.
It will be by the time season starts.
It was two summers ago.
Yeah.
By the time the season starts, and that's if his foot is completely healed. For some reason, the Pacers got something in the water. The White River water got something with the foots here.
Foots, and MCL, PCL, ACL.
Yeah, anything to do with your leg, you're going to get it here on the Pacers.
Quad tendons.
You're right. Anything to do with your leg, anything that's in your leg, thigh, any of that.
Thigh down.
You don't get no shoulder problems at all. It's all down below your stomach.
All leg issues. I don't know, man. But
they did stop in the summer.
I didn't see that.
That's a better one.
That was a better pickup.
Definitely.
That actually was a good supplement. You got TJ Warren and Sumner. That's pretty good. Nets are doing everything they can to make sure they don't go to the bottom of the East. Yeah. They still gonna fall.
Well, if I trade Kate, I think he should stay as well.
I think he should stay.
But he's butthurt.
He's got 4 years left.
He's butthurt.
And he's mad at Sean Marks. He's not speaking to Sean Marks.
That's cute.
He went over his head. He went straight to Joe.
We ain't got
but Joe did give him a good faith deal that we're gonna try to get you traded to best, you know, to the best situation. That was the only.
I was listening to Jay Will earlier. He was like, "I got 4 years of you. If I do trade you, okay, where you want to go? It's where I put you at."
It kind of reminds me of the PG need to manage the trade out of Indiana. This reminds me of it. And he said, "I want to go to the Lakers." And they said, "Yeah, we're not sending you there. We'll send you to OKC. Meet you halfway.
We'll see you where we want to see.
Meet you halfway there.
You go where I tell you."
Technically, KD, you are under contract for 4 more years.
You just signed a contract. You want to go, don't sign a contract.
Why'd you sign him?
Yeah, exactly.
So, since you're still
and with it's kind of your fault anyway that we're in this position.
Yeah.
At least 40%. Because the other 60, well, 55 to Kyrie and 5% to Steve Nash, but he don't count. That's why you get 5%
of the money. If you're Steve Nash, you better hope and pray they keep KD. Because once he's gone, you get 1 year. With a new roster.
One. I was going to say half, but okay.
He gets one.
He get half.
Awesome. All-star break?
All-star break trade deadline.
And when I watch Kenny Atkinson get his old guy back, like Steve Clifford,
I mean,
that'd be hilarious.
That'd be amazing. Though.
That'd be hilarious. That
it's
would
a
be
better job than us.
Not by much. Well, Charlotte got better players.
Yeah, I know. Michael Jordan, you goofy stuff like signing Steve Clifford back. So. I will take Sean Marks.
Take Josiah, Sean Marks over MJ and Mitch Kupchak.
Yep.
That's Mitch, crazy for you to say that.
I know, Mitch. Just because of Mitch.
Because, you know, he committed to the Lakers.
It's the same thing with Phil.
Speaking of Lakers, quick sidebar I forgot to mention. According to inside reports in LA, there is one man in the executive office that does not want to sign Kyrie to a long-term deal. He only wants to do it for 1 year. And 1 year. Try again. Try again. Kurt Rambis. Whose wife, Linda Rambis, is the shadow owner of the team because she makes all the decisions with Jeannie. So, if Kurt says, I don't want Kyrie here longer than 1 year, he gets 1 year, and if he screws this up, I'm shipping him on the first thing smoking. That's,
you know what, I know where that came from. It came from Rambis, but it really came.
Give him a 1 year deal, and if he screws this up, get him out of here.
Well, LeBron, like, I just want to ring, man.
I'm trying to squeeze one more ring.
I'm trying to get one more, man.
One more.
And my contract up anyway, so I don't care what y'all do with him after this year.
And I hear reports that LeBron's a little upset with the team because they ain't offering him an extension. And he's eligible. And they ain't talking about it.
Well, he has until.
It's August?
To August, yeah.
Yeah. So I ain't heard nothing about that. Meanwhile, Jeannie out here tweeting about Kobe Bryant, KB. We ain't talking about no extension for LB, though.
I mean, LeBron barely top 10 Lakers.
See, now he's starting to sound like that.
I'm just saying. He barely top 10 Lakers.
Is he not eligible for the extension? Did he not? He averaged 30 and 8 last
year. I
know
he averaged. Every time he goes to the playoffs with LeBron. Huh? In the 4 years he's been there, every time he went to the playoffs.
He was hurt.
In the 4 years that he's been there, going on five.
Twice.
That's 50%. That ain't good enough.
Ooh.
That ain't good enough.
It was hurt, though.
Nah, that ain't good enough. Yeah, because he's 37. Going on 38.
So we're not giving him the extension?
We're going to give him one extra year? Because he's leaving anyway. Soon as Brian coming to the league, he gone. we're trying to get out of this whole combustible with Westbrook. We stuck with AD. We in the hole anyway. You talking about don't trade 27? You're not gonna be here 2027. You have no say so. And what I do with my picks, but you're not gonna be here in 4 years. Who you think you, Tom Brady?
Ooh,
I wouldn't care about me there in 4 years. Trade 27? No, not doing that. We're about to
2027, 2029.
We only have a 2028 pick. You see that? We jumped over that. We had that one. How we gonna trade some stuff that we know you ain't gonna be here? We try to get rid of AD for some picks, to be honest.
I like how we getting around the question. Does he not get the extension when he averaged 38 and 8 last year?
He gets the extension. He'll get the extension.
Okay.
He'll get a 1 year extension, a 2 year extension with a player option.
Okay.
Because LeBron. They're not crazy.
No, of course
not. But I'm just telling you what I would say to LeBron.
2 year with player option.
Yeah, 2 year with player option. But how much you want?
See, that's 100 mil. 50 mil per season. Can we knock that down a little bit? Oh, see now, see. Well, now this is where clutch comes in. Oh, whoa. LeBron is eligible for a $50 million a year, 2 year extension.
He's a billionaire, though.
See, that ain't what we're talking about, though. We're talking about basketball money. We ain't talking about what I do outside of basketball is my business. That is not what we do here within the Laker organization is y'all business. That ain't none of your business.
Can you give me a title?
Can you give me my 50 mil?
If you give me a title, you got 50 mil both years.
So you got to get a ring this year to get the 50 mil.
Yes.
That's you're holding the extension over his head for a title.
He held it over, talking about he won't be here, waiting on what we do with the lineup. The lineup that he set up for us. Rich Paul, you part of this too. You and LeBron kind of set up this lineup and talk about I'm waiting for y'all to get a better roster around
me. Roster he made.
The roster you made, I got to make it better. Yes, yeah. I'm sending out cryptic tweets about Kobe because I miss Kobe.
Wow.
He was technically the basketball player operations. He just led. Rob Pelinka do it, but he made all the decisions. Rob Pelinka had to run this through him first.
That's what happened when you put an agent in a basketball manager position.
He was only an agent of Kobe, though. It wasn't like he was a bunch of NBA players' agent. He was one player's agent.
I guess when it's one of the greatest players of all time.
I mean, absolutely, but
that's all you need.
He was making it seem like he was out here clutch forcing it.
He just had Kobe. That's just it.
Right, you just had
it. It's Kobe.
It's Kobe. But don't act like you knew what you was doing.
So, I do have the Sixers on this list before we wrap this thing up. With James Harden taking the discount, not taking the full max extension he was eligible for, what does this do for the Sixers? Besides him signing DeAnthony Melton, what does this do for the Sixers? And P.J. Tucker, 3 year, $33 million. What is this? What does this do for Philly's expectations next year? Early bird projection. What does this do for them?
I'm rolling. It's my last year. Rolling with him.
Getting off after this year?
Well, now I'm off for James Harden only because who said that? I think it was Richard Jefferson. He was like, oh, don't worry. James Harden will show out this year.
Oh, yeah.
Because he gets some of his boys back.
And he took less money.
He took less money. Again, PJ and House, he already know what they are. Spot up corner three shooters.
All facts.
And 3 and D.
Yep.
Boom. Yep. I got Melton off the bench now. Bam.
Bam.
Maxie. Bam.
Ooh. You still got Thabo.
My best defender. Bam.
Hey.
Tobias going to score when I throw him the ball.
As long as I give him the ball.
Yeah, as long as I give him the ball, he going to score.
And B's Embiid.
And Embiid.
And Embiid pissed off. Embiid pissed because he lost MVP.
And this is probably the second best year I'm going to get out of Embiid after last year.
Right. So, how far does Philly go? Right as of right now, based on what you know.
Based on what I know, I'm putting finals.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're putting them in the
over the Celtics.
Absolutely.
Over the Bucks.
Yes.
Over Miami.
Yes.
Woo!
I think Milwaukee's gonna be the toughest one.
Woo!
I think Giannis.
So we just gonna shut Jimmy out completely this year?
I think Milwaukee and the Sixers are the two best teams.
Where's Miami at then?
They're right behind.
What's Chicago?
That's tough. Only because I don't know what. Yeah, everybody saying
they got Andre Drummond.
I know all y'all saying everybody's saying Lonzo is healthy.
And we got
it's based off of health.
And they got Andre Drummond. And
they gotta figure it out. They have to figure out
who's been to the finals.
They have to figure out who's gonna take control of the team.
And Zach LaVine signed that 5 years.
That's who needs to take over the team. But what's that
come? Ball? So here's
the problem with the Bulls, they gotta figure out chemistry.
Here's what I said in ISO to sum it up. Let DeMar run the show in the regular season. But when y'all hit postseason, he needs to defer.
Yeah, there's a
to
problem.
Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine and 50 mil, though. He ain't got time to defer from the front office.
Or have Zach LaVine just run the show, period. Let DeMar be that second fiddle.
I think that's what DeMar better at anyway.
Yeah, second fiddle.
He's better at being in that anyway.
Kyle Lowry led the team anyway.
At this point in his career.
And it's always who he's always been.
Yeah, exactly. It was great, though, last year.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah,
but
it was amazing.
He got the postseason. He looked like his old self.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he went to the Frozen.
Yeah, so because he's not the number one option.
Yeah, exactly. The problem is LaVine is inconsistent. That's the real problem.
And y'all wonder why I say what I say when I say how I say it about Levine.
Because I told you what Levine would do, though. He'll get his 25.
See, that's why I said what I said. Said
how many shots, though, is the problem. About 20 shots to get 25 points. Yeah. Levine, like, I got mine. So y'all better go get y'all. I'm getting mine out here.
No, you right.
That's the problem. See, they got to figure out chemistry. The Bulls are in playoffs.
Yeah.
They probably not the first.
I said in the ISO mode, they need to get second round or better. Mm-hmm. Because if not, I'm looking at Billy Donovan.
He already.
If we don't make second round, I'm looking at Vucevic. We paid you all this money and you ain't showing up. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Lonzo's durability. I'm looking at DeMar's age.
That's probably one and two would be Billy Donovan and Lonzo's health.
We just paid Lonzo $80 million
yeah.
and you got hurt.
And right.
I'm Billy Donovan. You a first round knockout coach your whole career.
You basically.
Because you ain't never made that second round OKC.
He got there, what, once, twice?
First round.
He got to the second round, didn't he?
No.
They never got to the second
round? No. Because remember that was the knock on Russ was you average triple doubles, you didn't get out first round.
Oh, okay. I thought Russ got
him, out PG, and Melo didn't make it.
Oh, I thought they got out once. I thought they got out first round.
Ooh, not without KD.
Oh, wow.
When KD left, he didn't make out first round. Oh. He made the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
But he didn't make the first round.
He was a Vukovic.
Yep.
Making first round knockouts.
First round knockouts. So Billy Donovan's history is first round knockout. Mm-hmm. Steve Clifford, same thing. So again,
he might get fired.
I told you what his deal is.
He wanted done.
Team options. Yep. Yeah. Every year.
After this year, it's
team options. Every year is team options.
Yeah, he's bound to get fired.
If you don't show up, you don't get us the first round or better, you gone. Billy Donovan, second round or better. We just paid all these players. We just gave Zach the bank. Mm-hmm. We gave Lonzo his biggest check ever.
DeRozan make $30 million.
DeRozan's get paid.
Exactly.
Caruso got paid. Vucevic got paid. I need to see some results.
Like today,
Kobe White's contract about to be up.
Yeah, he about to be up for a rookie extension.
So we need to win.
Yeah.
Like today.
Yeah.
So Chicago needs to get the second
That's
round.
That's what I'm saying. Chicago would be.
They're like a dark horse.
They'd be. If to healthy. Me, they would be under Boston. Because Boston is really behind Miami, technically.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
When you look at it, honestly. I just think seeding wise, I think they're going to drop a little bit.
That's fair. You put Chicago and Boston, or Chicago and Miami over Boston.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I put Chicago in Atlanta.
And then down at the bottom.
I put Chicago and Atlanta in the same.
Fighting for the play-in, I got Detroit, Charlotte, and Cleveland. Them three teams fighting for
the last two seasons. I think if Cleveland showed they would not be in the
play. No, they would have made it.
Yeah.
They got hurt right at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. See, they run too big. They're so big.
Them in Chicago.
I don't trust Lauri Markkanen. I don't trust him.
You got to keep Evan Mobley healthy.
And Jared Allen healthy.
Yeah.
I got prey on Kevin Love. I might trade that.
Send Kevin Love to LA.
I mean, he won't be here anyway. He already in the gym with LeBron.
Well, he can retire Laker with LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Get one more ring for old time's sake. Get the old Cleveland squad together.
Absolutely.
Those that ain't retired. Richard Jefferson, Kendrick Perkins. You know, get D Rose. Hey, D Rose, come to LA, man.
Yeah, it's possible.
Come to LA. We got the money for you. Got a veteran minimum right here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's easy.
D Rose is
easy.
Matter of fact, I'm on the phone right now. +4, go get D Rose. Go get D Rose. Free D Rose, man.
Please,
free D Rose.
I know you're loyal.
I know you love Thibodeau. But Thibodeau about to get fired anyways.
He definitely gonna make it through the season.
So, because they got all these new, they didn't do nothing to draft. They did all these off season moves.
They got Jalen Brunson.
They did, even though they're gonna get charged for tampering.
That's my dad.
Tampering.
How's that? That's my father.
He works for the Knicks. Tampering.
It's my father.
Tampering. We ate dinner that night. Tampering.
Exactly right. We eat dinner together. Where's my mother? What do you want?
y'all got to talk about something else other than NBA talk.
It's not possible.
That's all we do.
It's not possible. The Knicks ain't showing up to playoffs.
So wrap this
they
up.
They might
man.
Fight.
The East is gonna be crazy. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving are literally about to change the pendulum of the league when it comes to parity.
Can we get this out of the way?
I hope so. I'm tired of talking about it.
It's almost like talking about the Lakers.
Talking about the Lakers,
Miami. Instagram, talking about the Superfresh. Oh, wait.
Talking about the Lakers on social media platforms. I'm done talking about this. I'm over it. I'm sick of this. I'm tired. I'm tired of players with no leadership getting all the press. This is GTA Sports Network. GTA, check Facebook, Instagram. Subscribe to your channel, GTA Sports. Don't forget GTSports.com for all things world sports. It's Ty Slater here with Antonio Turner. Next time, we out.
Thank you for tuning in to Heat Check with Ty Slater and Antonio Turner. Follow GTA Sports Network on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. You can follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.